Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Get a little dip in terms of lifting, just because like I tied a lot of privates and stuff like that, and also like
yeah, dude, you do have a lot of privates.
I do have one dick and two balls. but yeah, this is the most I've ever weighed. It's kind of sick. I like. I'm
that's so nice that that makes you happy.
Sure, I know. I'm sorry. We have different bodies. I'm not gonna.
Hey, I never said we had different bodies. That's you.
Well, I saw a picture. An old friend sent me a picture of myself, like, at like a beach or something, like 4 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, I just look so weird and like, because I'm so tall and I'm so skinny, and it's just like I look like a skeleton.
I wouldn't say so tall.
You don't think 6 feet is above average?
Okay, that's not what you said. What you said was so tall.
So tall for how little I weigh. How about that? How many 6 foot tall, 140 pound men do you know?
5,000.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of friends.
You have a lot of friends.
A lot of friends, and they're all different sizes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have a friend.
I apologize to Mike and our listeners for saying that I was so tall.
I just want you to know that I have a friend of every size.
Okay.
If you could think of a size of person, I have a friend that's that size.
Wow. So, and you know their name?
Yeah. Okay. Think of a size,
okay.
A height and a weight, and I'll tell you their name.
5'6", 225.
5'6", 225. That's Vinny the Square. You shed like a square.
All right.
You got another one?
What about 6'1", 182?
6'1", 182. That's Veronica Johnson.
How did you know I was thinking of a woman? That's so funny.
Because that's how tall a woman is.
Absolutely.
That's how tall my friend Veronica Johnson is.
Mm-hmm. And what she do for work?
What does she do for work?
Yeah, that's what I just asked.
Tall nurse. She's a very tall nurse.
Oh, man. When she tries to get to take your blood, she has to get on her knees.
Yeah, you know how...
That just made me horny.
It's a weird thing, because she works at a hospital, like a nurse that would.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having to like stand on like a step stool to get to stuff, they actually dug the floor out.
Ooh,
so she can walk down and be 6 inches shorter.
That makes sense. That's her spot, though.
Which would make her 5'8".
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I did the math in my head quietly. And honestly, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I just kind of waited for a few seconds.
And went, yeah, that's right.
Yep. I never do any kind of math in my head. I just wait for a while.
And then
I also don't read. I look at a paragraph. I've just learned this about myself. I look at a paragraph. My eye goes to the middle and then to the top right and then somewhere down the bottom and then to the top left again. And I kind of just look in a smaller circle around it and go, I think I got it.
You don't look at any of the words.
I vaguely look at the words. But I'm saying I don't read it. To read it. I kind of just like, my eye just looks at
You're
things.
You're definitely dyslexic.
It's 100% now. Yeah. Very clear to me.
Somebody pointed out to me recently that they think I have ADHD.
Do you mean, wait, are you saying you didn't know that?
No, I've never been tested.
Yeah, but I mean, you've been around yourself.
I'm unfortunately around myself 100% of the time.
Yeah, why don't you ask me if I have a...
Because I don't want to ask people, hey, what do you think is wrong with me? Because then they're going to say some other shit that I'm not even thinking about.
Okay, but me. Hey, Diego, what's wrong with me? I go, all right, well, sit down. I got
yeah. I would love it if you had a list, if you had a scroll of what was wrong with me.
It's that old IBS paper that like folds itself as it comes out of the printer.
It has the perforated. Yeah, on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that shit rocks.
That kicks ass. I want porn to be on that.
The fact that you print out your porn and it's on that kind of paper, it's printed
it's
out
just,
like...
It's a black is the only option. It's just ink.
I thought you meant black people. You can only watch black people fuck.
The first, oh man, I don't know if I want to say this actually. Okay,
I would love if you would. I would love it if you would say it.
The first porn website I went to and then was the only one I thought was existed. Not true, but that's the one I went to. God, I wish I remember the name, but I'm pretty sure the word ebony was in the title.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like pictures of a guy's girlfriend who was black and like just a bunch of black women. Yeah, it was very like.
Oh, see, I thought it was funny if it was just one guy's website.
It was mostly
celebrating
one.
His girlfriend.
It was
which
mostly
is,
one.
Honestly, really romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is in a weird way.
I find it very romantic.
As long as she knows, obviously.
Yeah. But if it's like a photo shoot.
Yeah.
that she was some photos that she wanted to take.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's sick.
I think it's rad.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna start doing that, and I want you to take the pictures of me,
dude. 100%. We do boudoir photos of our apartment.
Me, yeah,
the Costanza. Yeah. That's
but
really fun.
In like a sexier way.
How much? That was like the sexiest thing that's ever happened.
I think I'm sexier than him.
I 100% agree.
Thank you.
That's not even close.
So
hey, look at me in the eye. It's not even close.
So it would be sexier.
Tell
then.
Him it's not even close.
Leif, you can talk.
It's not even close.
Thank all you. Right. But did you mean it?
How yeah. much sexier Mike is than George Costanza, i.e. his real name, which is going to come out of my mouth right now, and it's Mr. Jason Alexander
Lopez.
Which is my middle name.
Jason Alexander Lopez. I'm definitely sexier than him.
You're definitely sexier. Look, I don't even think we need to talk about it. I think it's insulting to you to talk about it, if we talk about it. That's like me saying
okay, but
I'm sexier than Leif.
I mean, that's totally objective.
No, it's up to grabs. Anybody goes the other way.
Okay. But to go back one step.
Sure.
What isn't insulting to me?
Mm.
In the way that I receive things.
Well, that's your
that's
fault.
A part. Yeah.
So it's hard.
Okay, it's not my fault.
Not it's not your fault. It's your fault as a weak.
It's one of my weaknesses.
One of your
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When you're
I'll take that.
That's fair, right? That's
I'll
fair.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Okay.
It's my only weakness.
It's
it's my one weakness. That is my fault.
It's your kryptonite. Yeah. Singular. You said singular.
My fault.
Yes.
That's mine.
That's true.
And I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. I think your strength is that you have a fault. Because it's still you still have a weakness, so you have humility, which we all find very sexy.
Uh-huh.
And then also, that's it. It just ends there.
I would say my strength, physical.
Mm.
My biggest strength is a physical
strength. Yeah. How much do you bench press?
It's okay.
Oh, this is a bad answer already.
No. I don't know.
Oh, right,
because my gym doesn't have enough weight.
That's what it was.
My gym
that's
doesn't
what it
have.
Was.
I kept being like, "Hey, can I get more plates?"
And they go, "No, man."
And they kept going, "This is not the Golden Corral.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have as many plates as you want." And I said, "I'd like more plates, please."
I feel like that lady at the gym is like wants to bring that one every year. Yeah, this is not the Golden Corral.
Sir, this is not the Golden Corral.
Yeah, that's a fucking fun one.
Dude, I was talking to somebody about weightlifting the other day for some reason.
Sure, it happens.
I think it was somebody was just saying, it was a guy I know who is has like I'd say a fairly similar body to me,
mm-hmm.
was just saying that he literally just wants to like get a little bit bigger arms and flatten his chest out, and that's it. And I was like, oh, that's like World's Strongest Man body, because mm-hmm. you still have like a gut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I showed him pictures of my favorite 7-time World's Strongest Man, Brian Shaw.
Yeah, Brian Shaw's great.
But there was a picture of him like deadlifting, and it was 991 pounds, I think.
Jesus.
And it was so much weight that the bar was bending.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it measures bending at 500.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, yeah.
So, but it was
it must have been a
but
lot.
It went out. Not, there was nine, it was nine plates on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was in competition, so all the plates were like polished silver.
Ooh.
So it was like the same color as the bar.
Yeah.
And it just like looked crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it was bending so much. It looked like a mustache almost.
Yes.
Where it was like down, going down. And I was just like, look at that. I can lift that same amount.
It's crazy you can lift that same amount. It's funny because I'm trying to think. I asked you a question in my head. Well, because first of all, what your friend said is bullshit. I'm sure they want that. Once you get,
well, yeah,
you
I'm
always
sure.
It's, like, it's how I got there.
Yeah, I'm
more.
Sure. But that could be their first goal.
Absolutely. And in my head, I started asking. I was waiting for you to finish, so I could ask you.
Yeah.
What is your perfect body?
My perfect body.
And I think I'm sorry. Continue.
No, I keep going because I was thinking out loud.
I feel like we said that out loud. I don't know if this is true, but Joaquin Phoenix in
You Were Never Really Here.
You Were Never Really Here.
That's the perfect body.
I think it's a very attainable body for you.
Like trucker strong.
Trucker strong, yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's the perfect body,
sure.
But I think with what I have and the changes I know I will make in my life,
mm-hmm.
I think I can get there.
That's a very good realistic answer, where it's like, well, the things I am willing to do, I could probably get to this.
I'm not going
to,
because I watch those Brian Shaw videos. And by that, I mean, I watch the videos about what he eats all the time.
Yeah, that's the kind of workout videos you watch.
I watch what Brian Shaw eats, what the World's Strongest Man eats.
Yeah, I guess
but there's a picture of him standing next to, who's that guy, the Mountain?
Yeah.
From Game of Thrones, and he's not much smaller.
Oh,
he's
really?
Maybe 3 inches shorter.
Whoa, wow.
So he's huge. There's he's like 6'4", 6'5" already.
Such a person.
Yeah.
How does he sit on toilets?
There's a really interesting video about him going to buy clothes. Because he does like vlogs and stuff.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I really like them.
They're really good.
There's his and Mujijufubi, whatever that guy's name is. I watch his a little bit. They got a little long.
They have stuff.
They have stuff together, which is very funny. They go to the Planet Fitness and try to max out all the machines.
Yeah,
very funny.
But there's a really interesting video of Brian Shaw going like clothes shopping because he's like, I need stuff he's going on vacation with his wife, so he's like, I want stuff that's not just like gym shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah,
because you know his job is working out.
Yeah,
so it's not like he has to. Day to day, he can wear that.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm going on vacation with my wife. I would like to look – like they're going to like a resort. So he's like, I'd like to look nice. And I also would just like to have some clothes that are not gym shorts and t-shirts.
Because sometimes you want to go out.
Yeah.
And feel like an adult. I totally get that.
Yeah. So it was fun to like – just because of the way his body is shaped. He was like everything – but he went to like one of those like, you know, big and tall, mm-hmm. like whatever – Destination X, DXL.
DXL,
or,
yeah,
that thing. But they're talking about like how much different tailoring he has to do.
Right. It's such a specific big he is.
Yeah. So it's like a thing where he has to get like a huge, like, because it's like they have to fit his arms and his chest and his stomach, and it's like the whole thing. So it's like, oh, I have to get like a 5XL, but then take off this much because he's also really tall. It's like the whole thing. It's like, that's like a whole. Your whole life
custom
is hard.
Clothing. Yeah, the whole life is
Your
hard.
Whole life is hard.
Him on a plane to me is a nightmare.
Unbelievable. There's no way he doesn't... Well, now he has to just fly first class.
Yeah.
Because he has all the endorsements. And so it's like he probably has enough money to fly first class. Or he just should.
Yeah.
Because of how big he is.
I feel like I remember hearing about a thing about like if you get over a certain weight, you have to get to... seats.
Yeah, I think that's only on Southwest or something like that.
That seems, I had to sit between two. They weren't big. The guys weren't big, but they sat like big people, which was more infuriating. Like I was in the middle, and they're both like just full on man spreading everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I am a person.
Yeah.
So it was infuriating, but he's so fucking big. So that Joaquin Phoenix. Well,
so.
Vaguely a dream body or
but
a perfect
so,
body.
Yeah, but so it's a thing where it's like I know I'm not disciplined enough to be like a guy who just does like clean eating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need to do to like get shredded.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. I also don't want that.
Don't want – exactly. It's that's not, a big thing. It's like, do you ever
that's
want
your whole
this?
Life.
Exactly.
Your whole life is that.
Yeah.
Like you have the luxury of working out being your job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a little – easier for you than a normal person
Absolutely.
To maintain.
Absolutely. I'll never argue that.
Yeah, that's your whole job. So I think it's a thing where now it's like, even schedule-wise, me getting to the gym now is very hard because it's like, now I have a full-time, like, regular
job. Regular person job, yeah.
I do comedy at night. Mm-hmm. I have two podcasts that I work on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I'd like to relax every once in a while.
Sure.
But now it's the thing where it's like I have to figure out. But I also am like – it's the thing where it's like I'm already unhappy with what my body looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to fix that or for stop it from getting worse
– that's a bigger issue, yeah.
– is to work out.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like I have to just figure out
– how to fit that in somewhere.
Yeah. So it's like on the week – now that I'm – not walking dogs. I don't have any weekend clients.
Yeah.
So now my whole weekend days are open.
That's great.
So I can do that. But yeah. I don't think working out twice a week is going to...
It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing, but it's also like...
It's not going to give you drastic changes.
Yeah.
But it can curb movement in the wrong direction. And then if you're doing it, if you push hard enough or either, you could really start seeing some positive effects. But again, it's not going to be drastic.
But what I would like is drastic change immediately.
Right.
But that's what I want.
Dude. That'd be great. I was thinking, and I've had this in my head for a long time now, and I didn't really realize until literally just now when I looked it up to like, oh, I wonder how far off I am from this. Where like I've always kind of thought of Brad Pitt in Snatch as my dream body.
Oh, okay.
And I just looked at a picture. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of there to a degree.
Yeah.
Like, he's not – I wonder how tall Brad Pitt is. Because he doesn't look that far off.
Yeah.
It's like, that's kind of cool. I didn't realize I quietly – not quietly, but like I achieved that dream without – not really, not a dream, but like, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's just very funny. But like,
a goal
weird.
Almost. Yeah.
Cool.
I just need to stay thinner than Jonah Hill.
That's very funny.
That's my.
He's doing jiu-jitsu now.
He's doing jiu-jitsu and he's thin.
Mm-hmm.
He's on his like third or fourth thin.
Yep.
But this seems like the thinnest.
This seems like the thinnest or the healthiest.
Yeah.
Of like, well, the most, again, I don't fucking know this guy, but the most, what's the word? Maintainable. Looks healthy.
Yeah.
He doesn't look fucking weird. Like,
he still looks a little weird. Though.
Yeah.
But that's anyone because he was huge
big,
at one
man.
Point.
Dude.
So to even have lost this much is crazy.
Him in Grandma's Boy. He's like, people don't even know that was him.
Because he's so big.
He's so big.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some answer some questions? We got a bunch of questions this week. A couple
hey,
questions.
It's a Little Time Podcast.
Oh, yeah, Little Time Podcast. Hey,
welcome.
Welcome. I'm taller than Brad Pitt.
What's Brad Pitt?
5'11".
So you know he's 5'8".
Yeah, really? Yeah, exactly. He's Hollywood 5'11".
He's Hollywood 5'11".
It doesn't say how much he weighs, right? I don't know how much he weighs.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it changes.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure... Because
I want to get...
I'm sure Fight Club Brad Pitt is a much different body weight than... what's the zombie one? From a couple
oh,
of
War
of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds.
Is that what it was?
Operation Z?
So this
World War Z.
World War Z.
This is Brad Pitt went from approximately 160 pounds in Fight Club to 185 pounds in Troy.
Oh, because Troy's a beef boy.
Troy's beefy.
Yeah.
He's a beefy Troy boy.
So he's 160. I'm basically the same size as Brad Pitt in
Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny. I definitely have body dysmorphia.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. You work out 36 times a week. Of course you have body dysmorphia.
I see.
And you think you should be working out more.
Yeah.
You're psychotic.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Yeah, I still see myself as...
Like 140?
Like 130. Like a little boy. Like I see myself as like a little boy.
So, because you fought at 135, right?
I fought at 135.
Yeah. So, is that what you see yourself as?
Kind of. Yeah, a little bit.
Because in your head, you're like, for years, that's what you had to get to.
Yeah. Because I remember saying this to you. There's this picture we took after the podcast when Brendan's episode. And I'm like... That's weird. The camera, like, I look weird in that picture. And you're like, what are you talking about? Like, I look weird in this picture. And you're like, no, that's what you look like. And
yeah.
Like, I look big in this picture. Like, I look like an adult man. And like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very exciting.
Because that's what you are.
But I don't see how, but I don't see it.
Yeah.
So it's very, it feels like I'm wearing like a costume or a mask. And
like you feel like you're wearing one of those little kid
yes.
superhero costumes
yes.
that have like the fake the muscles fake muscle. Built into them. It's that's what you feel like
exactly
all the time.
Exactly what I feel like.
And what I feel like all the time is bad. I feel like I always feel like I look like a regular person who's having an allergic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this was too puffy
and
big, kind of red.
Is Mike allergic to soy milk or something? What's going
on? I think I'm allergic to everything that I eat because it keeps making me bigger.
That'd be so funny. We just find out you're celiac this
Dude,
whole time.
There's no way I'm not. Whatever I'm eating
mm-hmm.
is incorrect.
Right, right.
That's
it's just not
the
good.
Thing.
Yeah.
I'm not eating the right thing.
No. I get that.
What I should be eating is vegetables. Only.
And yeah, you should do a day where you don't only eat vegetables. One day?
Yeah, I mean, I can do one day. But well, anyone well, can, do, we, anyone
make,
can do one day.
Let's make more meals together.
Yeah.
At home, and we'll just cook some good stuff.
Yeah.
But, it's like
but then
I
feel like I'm a burden on you.
Why? I want to eat more vegetables, too.
But you already eat a lot of vegetables.
I've had some... I think it's because we live so far from an actual grocery store.
Yeah.
I've noticed myself kind of dip a little bit in terms of my vegetable intake.
Because
like before, I could be like... Well, I'm kind of hungry, and I'd go to the corner store, the market, High Mango that I love very much.
Shout out to High Mango.
Shout out to High Mango on Knickerbocker.
Because that was by your old apartment.
It was a two-minute walk from my old apartment, and I'll just get fresh produce and make a nice meal. And now it's like White Castle?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, man, I don't... All right.
I guess, but here's the thing. If we're walking to White Castle, we can go to Food Story.
That's true.
Because right. it's 24 hours.
As long as it's not too late, we'll make fucking a couple meals, a meal or two that's just a little bit more vegetable heavy.
Yeah.
Dense and then keep our health nice and high because
oh,
it you know
I'm dying.
You're dying. We gotta keep you alive.
Also, now that I
because you're gonna run for president,
I'm gonna run for president. I got about 5 years left before I can legally run for president. Mm-hmm. And, dude,
it's gonna be sick.
Micah Brucey 2024. But wait, do you have to be That's the thing I don't know. Do you have to be 35 to run for president or to be the president?
I think to be the president. You can start running earlier.
So as long as I'm 35.
Mm-hmm. Was Obama the youngest president? Tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yes.
Aaron Burr? I think he was pretty young.
Aaron Burr was not the president. Aaron Burr shot Alexander Hamilton.
That's why I like him so much. I love guns.
Because he was in the Got Milk commercial.
He's in the Got Milk commercial.
Aaron Burr.
Favorite comedian, Aaron Burr.
Yeah, we got questions.
We got questions. But, go ahead.
My body is bad. Mm-hmm. Just want to get that out.
Some people like it a lot.
Okay.
What?
That's true?
Yes, it is.
And it always feels like a prank.
And it feels like a joke.
It feels like a joke.
I feel like anytime a woman is attracted to a man, I'm just like, what's in it for you?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Literally anytime a woman has sex with me, I'm like, what are you getting out of this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know it's not going to be an orgasm.
Uh-uh. And so, I'm trying to offer money. I just don't have any.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would love to give you money to have sex with me, but I truly can't.
Mm-hmm. It'd be fiscally irresponsible.
The amount I would give
sex.
You would be an insult.
Exactly.
The amount that you value yourself,
which is too high, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, is lower than I can afford. Mm-hmm. And also, you're already offering to have sex with me for free.
Do me a favor. Any female listeners who identify as women, just email us just the price you would charge Mike and I to have sex with you. That's it. Just
that's
email
really
that number.
Funny. A little time pod.
A little time. Just that
at
number.
gmail.com.
Mike this much, Diego this much, or...
No, do not. No. No, because that one will hurt my feelings. There's no fucking way that won't hurt my feelings. Because someone's going to email and be like, Diego, $100. Mike, $3,000. And even if it's someone we know,
yeah.
It'll fucking hurt my feelings.
Dude, just we both have sex with you, and you just do a flat price
okay,
for both
just
of
say
us.
A price for either of us to have sex with you.
There you go.
Because we're not going to have sex with you together. Which actually brings us right to the question.
Look at that.
So we keep getting...
We should do a song for the male. Email questions are here for the boys. We are lads. We are lads. And male is here. Suck our peepees.
Speaking of male, yeah. We're men. Mm-hmm. But we keep. So I put out a thing for questions yesterday, and I've gotten multiple questions mm-hmm. or requests mm-hmm. or something. So there's one person who keeps saying, why won't you two have a threesome with me? Which is kind of a joke, but also, I think, a little serious.
Pretty serious.
And then another one just said, have a devil's threesome on an air.
Wow. Do they... First of all, audio porn sounds very funny. The idea of people having sex, but you can't see
just
it.
Just hearing it?
Just hearing it.
I could jack off to that.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Damn it.
I think it's very funny. So let's okay, so no, first of all.
First of all,
first
no.
of all, no thank you.
First of all, I'm not gonna have sex on my podcast.
No. This is gonna be a very short episode.
Yeah. I gotta fill an hour.
A Patreon
I have to
episode.
Fill an hour. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be 2 minutes of fucking and 15 minutes of apologizing. Unbelievable. What an episode.
No, I'll do the date. We'll do the whole date. Have a whole date beforehand. Dinner, we watch a little bit of a movie, and then we get to the next a little bit.
what movie do you watch beforehand?
And if I'm being very honest?
I'm not saying, okay, is there one that you watch all the time?
No.
Do you have, oh.
No, I don't. I definitely don't.
Oh,
I wish, I did it when I was younger. I did it when I was like, I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
Garden State.
And, oh, God,
so
you
sorry.
Fucking suck.
So sorry, this is who I am.
Dude, I invited a woman over once. And well, I have two stories about watching movies mm-hmm. with women. that's it. Only watch a movie with two. But one time I was like, it was like the second time I had ever hung out with a woman, I think. And I was dog sitting at like this nice place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you should come back here. It's off the train you live in.
Oh, that's perfect.
Come here. Yeah. And then we sit down on the couch and she was like, put on whatever you want. And mm-hmm. I saw that movie. I was like, yeah, I'm going to put this on. I love this movie. And I just put on The Master. And I make.
Oh, dude.
And there couldn't be, because in my head, I was like, this is a good movie.
It's a good film.
It's a really good film. And I enjoy watching it.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
all
as far
I thought,
as you thought.
That's as far as I thought would be, like, people like watching good movies.
Yeah.
And this is a good movie.
You're not wrong.
But it
you're
was
so
not,
wrong.
But I was so wrong. to be like, hello, woman I'm trying to have sex with. What if we watch Joaquin Phoenix drink turpentine for a while?
Oh, man.
And then help start Scientology.
There's that weird nude scene, too?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that movie's fucking crazy.
Yeah. But
did
unbelievable. No.
Mm.
No.
Wow, interesting.
And another time.
Yep.
I was in.
Did she stay or did she leave?
Oh. She left.
Okay.
There's no way she didn't leave. We've hung out like since then.
Is my mom?
Yes.
Mommy.
Your mom hated The Master.
I get it. It's in English.
Yeah, I'm sorry for clapping directly at the microphone. That made me laugh hard. But I don't know if I've told the story on the podcast before. Maybe I have. But I was like, this was 2011, summer of 2011. I'm living at my dad's house. I'd moved back to my dad's house from living in Albany. And I was in what some would say was the deepest depression of my entire life.
Yes, yes, yes. The gray years, I call them in my head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was part of the 6 or 8 months where I just laid in bed, basically. Which was nice to have the luxury to do that. Thinking back on it now,
crazy, yeah.
It was very nice to have the luxury to just be depressed in my dad's house for 6 months.
Yeah.
But it was the thing, yeah. But so a woman, the girl I lost my virginity to, and I dated her in high school. We dated long distance in high school. Weird. Not a thing that I've definitely kept doing my entire life.
Sure.
At least they keep getting further away. Jesus.
You keep challenging yourself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, what if it's 10,000 miles? How sad can you get?
Yeah, yeah.
And the answer is quite.
Pretty much. All of it?
Yeah.
Is that a measurement of sadness?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got 100% sadness. But yeah, so I dated this girl in high school and lost my virginity to her. And then we broke up because she wanted to.
Because she said so.
Because she asked to do it. And I said, I grant you the permission to break up with me.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. So that was whatever. We were like 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I was living back home. I was like 23. And she was living on Long Island to like go to school there. And she was like, oh, hey, like, I don't know. We like started talking on Facebook Messenger. And she was like, hey, do you want to hang out? And I was like, sure. Like, it was a thing where it was like, I couldn't have wanted to have sex with anyone less.
Sure.
I was like so sad and unhorny.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, come over. And then she comes over and I'm like, we can watch like a movie. And she's like, cool. And I had like all my fucking VHS tapes, obviously, because they never leave. And I sat as far away on the couch as I could from her. And I made her watch the entirety of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Jesus.
Because there's one scene that is so funny to me, but it's all the way at the end. There's a scene where Paul Rubens, Pee-wee Herman, dies. And he like comically overacts dying.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
And it's one of the funniest scenes.
It's really great.
In the world to me.
Yeah.
And then I made her watch the whole movie.
Jesus Christ, dude.
And then she's like, your dad has a pool, right? And I was like, well, yeah, 4 foot above ground. You know, classic. So we go out there and I'm like, oh, fine. It's one of those things where I was like, fine, I'll have sex with you.
Right, right.
And then
I can't imagine having women have done that to me.
Yeah. But it was, so then we had sex poorly for like a little while. And
would you say a little time?
No, I wouldn't say it. Okay. I remember I put on the season one Arrested Development DVD in my room. And the funny thing about this, for some reason, the season one Arrested Development DVD, when you played disc one, they had the pilot and then a different version of the pilot, but they were in a row.
Uh-huh.
So it was basically the same episode twice.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I just put the DVD on, and so I hadn't seen this woman in 6 years.
Yeah.
After she had broken up with me. And we hadn't really talked at all. And we're having sex very soon into the sex. She looks at me in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't seen this woman in 6 years.
6 years.
And she says to me with words, I want you to be mine again.
Oh, God.
And I looked at her and I said, what? I went, what? And then she said it again.
Oh, my God.
And I went, okay. And then I almost immediately, obviously,
yeah,
lost my erection.
Sure.
And then just kind of...
I just lost mine.
Yeah. Just like kind of laid next to her in bed for a while. While the episode one of Arrested Development ended. And then played episode one again.
No!
Just laid there silently.
Oh, I wish you would have told me that, said it again.
Oh my God, that's just so perfect.
Laid there silently.
I.
And then she left and she's like, you'll call me again? And I went, yeah, for sure. And then never talked to her again. But that was like, I'll never forget that for the rest of my life.
I'll never forget it.
That was one of, and I was like, yeah, man.
Why would you say that? That's an insane thing to say to anybody who isn't your wife who is dying currently.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And she said it to me.
Oh, man.
And I was supposed to react positively, I think. And I didn't.
No, wife, no. Oh, man. Fuck. God damn it. Fuck.
Did I ruin the podcast by telling
Son
that story?
Son of a bitch.
That
story sucks.
I can't believe I've never told you that story before.
Oh. I feel like
bad.
You've put a scarring childhood memory into my body.
Into your body.
Like I somehow now have an extra memory of my life that sucks.
It's like, it's very funny. Like talking to Sarah, who I'm dating.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of.
You're not a fan of?
Uh-uh. She sucks. She's too hot.
Yeah, dude. It's annoying.
It's rude.
No, it honestly is annoying.
I get it.
But
fucking tight little body.
I mean, it's true. What are you gonna do? What am I gonna do about it?
Right. Hurt better.
What am I gonna do about her tight little body?
Tight little body, just real nice lips she has. Yeah. Right.
What am I gonna do about it?
Nothing.
I can't do anything about it.
You're 10,000 miles away.
I can't.
And also, I'm the one saying it.
Yeah. I can't beat you in a fight, and I can't change her body.
Nope.
So, but it'll be funny. Like I'll be talking to her, and I'll like do something, mm-hmm. and she'll literally be like, "What have women done to you?" And I'm like, a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'll like do something and then I'll be like afraid
sure.
that I'm going to get in trouble. And she's like, what are you going to get in trouble for? And I'm like, I don't know.
I have no, that didn't make sense before, so why would it make sense now?
Well, nothing has ever made sense. And everything's always hurt my feelings.
That's crazy, man. So I think the reason we wouldn't have a threesome
is that.
No. Because
it's just too,
it's too much.
It's too close.
We're best friends. I'm not attracted to men.
But if you were,
and if I were, you'd be number one on the list.
Thank you.
If I was attracted to men, there'd be nobody else. I'd want to fuck a guy. Yeah. It'd be three guys I want to fuck. No, I don't. Yeah. I have no interest in that. And that doesn't make me a bad
person. I don't
think
you have to be attracted to a guy.
That's true.
To fuck a woman with another man.
That's true. But that just seems like a,
it doesn't.
And there's two people there. I want to touch all of them. But I don't know. That just makes sense to me.
Okay.
I know that's why what a devil's triangle is. That it's not that there is no attraction there. It is just about
fucking her.
Fucking plugging holes.
Yeah.
But
I don't.
Even though the person who is saying this very attractive and I think it's very funny, but it's like, nah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And also, it can't happen one on one.
Yeah.
No. So that's even.
Oh,
funny.
You say no to that? Also?
That can happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Because of what that has
yeah,
been
yeah,
the boom.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right. We're on the same page.
Yeah, I get it.
Listener, don't worry about it.
But
person who asking, not going to happen in any capacity
never gonna happen.
With me involved.
Yeah.
Unless I want to. And then,
and then I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm 100% against a devil's threesome in general.
In general, right.
Like also, the name of it.
I don't like it.
No. But what are you going to do?
Let's point think of different ones.
It's a MMF threesome.
Hmm.
And that's only if you live on the gender binary. And but I'm not 100% against.
I call them a two guys and a girl in a pizza place threesome. A Berg. I wish I would name the characters. I knew one of them was Berg.
Oh, you want to do a Ryan Reynolds?
A Ryan Reynolds is the other guy.
I don't know if I'm particularly against the idea. I'm not for it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if I'm particularly against it.
Right. Like if, let's say, I don't want
to
say that.
So here are my parameters.
Please continue.
So I think it would have to be me joining a couple.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Because
you joining a couple.
It's me joining a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I think it would be me entering into their world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I want – there's too many ways that the other way could get complicated.
The other way being someone
– a man entering a relationship.
Entering your relationship.
Entering my relationship mm-hmm. for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Or me and a guy friend trying to find a woman.
What if it's three strangers?
Then I love three strangers.
Three strangers,
is preferable to me.
Okay.
Because there's no dynamic that
to worry
there's
about.
No
emotional.
Yeah.
There's no emotional landmines to tiptoe over. You can
yeah.
just fucking go.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had sex with a stranger per se.
Oh, buddy.
We're very different
you
people.
Never lived. And define stranger.
Someone who you met that night who has no connection to anybody. Like, no one was like, oh, this is my friend blank. Or
so, like, a Tinder hookup. Does that count as stranger?
Man, good point. I don't know what I mean, actually. Because I've never also done that either. Because,
oh, buddy.
The only time I can think of that ever, man, is this true?
I don't know.
Man, I don't know if this is true. I don't know if I want to say this. I feel like it's been someone being like, oh, this is my friend blank. You guys should hang out. And that doesn't feel like a stranger in the same way, in the same capacity. There's a layer of connection there. So, okay. So strangers would be perfect for you. I still don't think I'm into it.
Yeah.
But that might be my own hang-ups in terms of my insecurities maybe.
Yeah.
And I don't like, maybe there's something there. I don't know.
See, I think my insecurities play into why I like.
Oh, interesting.
So.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
So say I hook up with someone, a woman from Tinder or.
A man from Tinder.
A man from Tinder or a woman from wherever.
Mm-hmm.
If I just hook up with her, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to get back to anyone else.
Right.
Nothing about it will get back to anyone else.
That's very funny.
She cannot talk about my body to anyone that I know.
Mm-hmm.
She cannot talk about my sexual performance to anyone that I know.
Interesting. That makes a lot of sense.
If I have sex with someone that is a mutual friend of someone else, I would like to have sex with them well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're probably going to talk about it.
100%. That's how it's embarrassing, but I have even thought about it in the moment. Of like, fuck, they're going to tell their friend about this.
Yeah.
I fucking ruin this and they're going to make fun of me. Or worse, they're not going to say anything. I'd almost rather someone be like, well, I really shit the bed on that one. I'm like, I know, right? But someone's just like,
no, if someone is
nice, I don't know, man.
If someone is like, hey, that sex was not that good.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be able to recover emotionally from that for a long time.
Sure. No, I get that. Yeah, I get
because
that.
Because here's the thing about sex. Mm-hmm. You want to be good at it.
I want to be good.
And you try to be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're not.
Dude, it really, fucking, some nights it's just like, who was that? That was terrible.
But then sometimes the other way, it's
who
was
this?
There feels like there's someone better
yeah.
at sex inside of my body making me fuck this person well.
It feels like angels in the outfield where they go behind the batter and he's like, whoa. And he's just like,
oh, and
now he has the bat. And so it's like old dead porn star is pushing my hips into a woman.
In my head, I'm plugged into the Matrix.
Oh.
I'm in the fucking chair.
You're in the chair.
And I'm in the chair.
I know. Jiu-jitsu?
And I'm fucking well.
Yeah.
But it's also a thing. It's just like a chemistry thing with the person you're
absolutely
with.
Absolutely.
So sometimes it's like I've been bad at sex because I'm not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Or any number of
mm-hmm.
mechanical issues.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Some would say a leaky pipe. Or
yeah.
some would say a soft pipe. But sometimes it's a thing where it's like, you're giving me garbage to work
mm-hmm.
with, and I gotta fucking make a.
Doesn't matter the night. Us sex never gonna be good.
It's never gonna
it's
be
not
good.
Not gonna be good.
You and I having sex will never
yeah,
be good.
I've had that. It's weird.
And there's, you know, there's always the thing where it's like. The thing where it's like, sometimes you sexually connect with people who personally.
Dude.
Horrible connection.
Right? Yeah.
Bad.
And you're like, all right, that's weird.
Well, God, I guess I have to talk to you
yeah.
until we fuck.
And a little bit afterwards.
Because this is the talking thing never goes well.
Mm-hmm. That's so weird, man. That's only happened to me once.
Really?
Yeah, where it's like wow, are we talking? And it's like, why was that so good? Interesting.
Yeah.
That's literally only one.
I mean, there's people where it's like, every conversation we have is an argument. Every single thing we fundamentally disagree on.
Yeah, I know.
And then we fuck about it.
That's so funny. Okay, so you're a little more open to the idea of a devil's threesome. I'm basically saying no.
Yeah, I'm open to it, but I think...
Because I've never had a threesome to begin with, let alone a devil's threesome.
Well, I've never had an angel's threesome. I've never had a devil's threesome. I've never had a threesome in purgatory. There's none of it has happened.
Yeah.
I
would be open to, obviously, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's still a little intimidating.
I need to bring a
toolbox. Some things to help make sure everybody's taken care of. I think I'm now finally at this point in my life good enough at sex that I could handle that confidently.
A perfect threesome for me is three other people having sex.
And you with a sandwich.
I'm fucking out of there, dude. I'm fucking eating a foot long.
You guys are really going after
it. Yeah, today. Hey, good on you. Uh-huh. But for me, the threesome is... two women having sex on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off in the corner, just jacking off. And
maybe
my presence is requested.
Mm.
But mostly, I'm jacking off in the corner.
Interesting. Yeah.
That couldn't be more of a shining light of my low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty apparent.
Yeah.
Because
here's the thing. So, the threesome scenarios I can think of with two women then.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be me and a woman I'm dating welcome another woman in.
That seems like a nightmare.
So that seems like a nightmare.
That's a fucking
an emotional
nightmare. Yeah.
A lot of,
we're going to talk about it.
Yeah,
it's going to be
there's
bad.
Something is going to go wrong
yeah.
emotionally. Or it's two women looking for a guy, and why would they choose me? Why am I they're like this fucking guy? It doesn't make sense to me.
All right, fine.
Because almost every guy that's attracted to women wants to have sex with two women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like finding the guy is hard.
No, but you have – you're almost acting like you have absolutely no value in terms of attraction.
Yes!
Which is not true. That's not true at all. It's not.
It's hard enough
I think
to make one woman – not even enjoy having sex with me, want to have sex with me.
Okay. I'm pretty sure you've had sex with a lot more women than I have, so you can go fuck yourself.
Okay, but also, I'm very sick in the head.
Sure, that's not the point, though. Well, that is evidence to what we're arguing.
But no offense to any woman I've had sex with that listens to this.
Uh-huh. Which I thought they all did.
If they did, we'd have a lot more downloads.
Yeah!
But I said
pass on this one. I said don't finish this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said pass on this idea.
Okay.
Anyway, so you're more open to a threesome with another guy?
I guess.
I'm not interested at all right now. And I'm saying right now, who knows? Maybe as I get older, I'll be more open to it. But right now, I have no desire for that.
I was talking about this recently.
Please.
I was talking about how I would say part of last year, I was having what someone in the world would say would be erectile dysfunction.
Okay. some medical professionals
and commercials and stuff would say
mm-hmm.
erectile dysfunction. And for a little bit, mm-hmm. I had a crisis where I was like, I'm gay.
Oh.
I'm a gay guy.
Uh-huh.
Or at least I'm bi.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm not attracted to women.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had sex with someone that I liked. And that liked me.
That's so funny.
Hard as a fucking
steel mill in January.
Yeah, Jesus. Couldn't get harder. You could crush a diamond with this thing. And I was like,
you could build a home with this fucking thing.
Attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Not just having sex with a person.
And also, erectile dysfunction is like such a mental thing. It's like a funk. It's like when a basketball player goes through like a drought. Like it's a weird like.
It's like Charles Barkley's golf swing. Uh-huh. You ever hear about it?
I have.
Yeah, probably for me. Mm-hmm. I'd love to talk about it.
It happened to me once where I had like a couple weeks or like a week or two where it's just like,
cause
it's in my head now. I can't
get it out. Yeah. Because it happens once.
And I notoriously get hard all the time.
Dude. I've always said that about you, about how hard your penis is.
Thank you so much.
I'm always like, Diego, my man's a fucking hard cocksmith.
Not a lot of it there, but it's sharp.
Hard.
Yeah,
it's sharp.
Sharp is an adjective for hard sometimes.
No, it's not. But yeah, it's a thing where it has to be dealt with delicately.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Or so it's happened, like, well, it's the thing where it's like I'll be sleeping with someone, and it'll happen to me once.
Uh-huh.
And if they bring it up, even—
Don't you fucking say a word about it.
Don't fucking say anything.
Yeah. And anything then in either direction. Don't say anything like, oh, was it my fault, or why did that? Or not even like, it doesn't matter that. No, don't bring it up.
Don't fucking say anything about it.
It didn't happen.
It's like when someone farts at work.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
talk about it.
Talk about it away from me.
Yeah.
Talk about it away from the person that it happened to. Because then I'm fucking in my head the whole time.
Absolutely.
And yeah, am I asking to be coddled? Probably.
And why can't I have that?
And why do I not
deserve that?
What,
is that illegal? Oh, because I'm a man? I can't be coddled?
I would love to be coddled.
Is that like swimming?
Kind of. Cool. That's swaddled.
Swaddled. Is with a blanket.
Yeah. Okay. That's what you do to a baby.
Yes, right, I do. What's the other one? Questions?
Oh, yeah, man. We got like a lot more.
Yeah, that's good. That only took up 45 minutes. This is going to be a long episode. We're going to do a long one.
Eh, whatever.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, this one is kind of— I guess I got to get to it now.
Oh, yeah, let's do the...
So...
if you have any questions,
a quick one. A little time pod at gmail.com.
Please send me that price. I think it's very funny for how much for us to have sex with you.
Yeah.
If you were going to give us a price, how much would you charge us
for
sex?
And please do not
Say
give us prices
individually.
Separately.
You can send me that DM if you'd like personally. I think it's I'm interested.
But if you send it to him,
mm-hmm.
I got to know. Listen, if you say it, I want to know. For me personally, don't say it.
I think it's going to be 50-50. For who?
You think it's going to be $50 for me, $50 for you.
I think sometimes I'm going to get a lower price, and I think sometimes you're going to get a lower price.
I think that— okay.
I'm listening.
We kind of talked about this a while ago, but at the strip club, when we went and we got a lap dance from the same woman.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that we talked about it afterwards, and I think she touched me more.
She didn't touch me at all.
She touched me a lot.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Like, she like put her hands in my hair and was doing stuff like that. But my insecurity is, did she do that because I have a worse body?
Oh.
So she felt bad for me and touched me more.
Like she pitied you.
She pity touched me.
She pitied the
fool. Or she pitied the fool. Uh-huh. Or she saw like a sucker in me.
Uh-huh.
In that this guy's out of shape. He's at a strip club. He's nervous. If I keep touching him, he's going to think I'm in love with him and give me more money.
Interesting. I mean, I'm sure they have their astute in terms of understanding the human psyche and what type of people they can milk.
Yeah.
I bet on the job for a while, you understand those kind of what characteristics or what personalities are most likely to pay you more over time.
Yeah.
But she didn't touch me at all.
I got mostly.
Didn't take off her top. Didn't touch me.
Didn't take off her top?
No.
I got a completely different lap dance.
Yeah, you got a completely different lap dance. I want to go back and ask her, what the fuck, what did I do wrong?
Or, why am I getting this? Okay. Because in my head, it can't be because she's attracted to me.
Why not?
Because it's in my head. That's what my head is.
Okay.
In the world,
sure,
it could have been that she's attracted to me. But also,
I think we're equally hot, just in different ways.
In a way that I'm overweight and you're not.
Yeah, but not everyone. We've made this very clear. I know this for a fact. Not every woman, and it's actually a decent amount, don't like thin guys.
Yeah,
like they it just isn't like that. I don't think our sexuality lines up in the same way their sexuality does. Where it's like
in the way that I'm gay,
in the way that you're you're into men.
Yeah,
but no, I think we're both equally hot. just in different capacities.
But so in my head,
yeah,
it couldn't have been that she was attracted to me.
Sure.
It was that she saw a mark in me.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a New Yorker in you, let alone that.
Yeah, maybe. Where it's like, this fucking guy's a sucker, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get some extra dough from him by paying him a little bit more attention.
But I think it's bad.
And you, she saw the steely eyes of a man with conviction.
And in me, I've been convicted already. Yeah,
and in me, she saw a doe-eyed sucker.
All right, well, maybe. But let's move into the questions since we're running low.
And I just want to make it very clear, she kept touching me.
She did touch you a lot. I would have loved to have been touched.
Yeah, man.
That redhead girl was really... I should have... Okay.
Because she was like, you know, grinding her butt on me and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, I couldn't get hard at all.
I was so impossibly soft.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was a mixture of I had really had to pee,
mm-hmm.
and also I had never gotten a lap dance before.
Never, me neither.
And literally the entire time I was getting a lap dance, I was thinking about your body.
Then why don't you get hard?
The entire time I got a lap dance, I was thinking about your body,
uh-huh.
because she had touched your body first.
Right, right. Oh, it's so funny.
So then she was comparing your body to my body, and I felt bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, she can feel my gut with her ass
mm-hmm.
while she grinds her ass into me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about your body the entire time this woman was touching me and showing me her breasts.
Yeah, yeah.
And just, I want to die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, that's funny. Yeah. All right, let's get to the question. Anyway,
so another question we got from listener Scott, who's asked us some other questions before.
Oh, cool.
He asked us that really good question about dating a not vegan person.
Sick. What's up, Scott? Number one. We love Scott.
Yeah. So he said, I don't know who else to ask, and I feel like you might have some more insight than anybody I know. So
leave it alone. It'll go away in a couple days.
This is a very funny question. So do you think Sebastian Maniscalco is doing a bit? He hasn't said anything inherently funny, but I'm dying.
Yep.
Please discuss on the pod. Is he parodying himself? Because I think he's talking about the new special. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's parodying himself in terms of he sat there and thought, oh, I should make fun of what I am in a character. I just think it's who he is just turned up.
Yeah.
I think it's all his mannerisms and his thoughts just turned all the way up.
And he's very successful. So then you see what people like,
mm-hmm.
and then you go more towards
that. Absolutely.
So I think it's just the intensification of
absolutely
of the things that people like.
I had a tweet about veganism fucking blow up once, and I just kept tweeting about being vegan, and then the girl seeing it, she's like, can you stop that? That's not what you usually make jokes about. Not stop it, but I was like, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy shit.
I am doing this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think that's all it is. So people want that very obvious, my family, we're from here and we're all cheap. And be like, oh my God, us too.
Yeah. That's the thing.
But he's very, very funny. I'm not going to lie. I think he's very funny.
Big fan.
Big fan. And wouldn't pay $65 to go see him, but big fan.
Did I buy his audiobook?
Oh, wow. Does he read it?
Yeah, he reads it.
Does he do the voice?
He does full bits in the thing.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God.
He cuts off into bits.
He does stage bits.
Oh. He's like, I'm moving my hand very funny right now. His album is, the idea of listening to his album is so funny to me.
Most of it
is all physical backgrounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, so his audiobook, so listening to his audiobook, he's not doing a bit.
Okay.
He is genuine.
Yeah.
This is what he likes, and this is what he likes doing.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So
is he a caricature of like an Italian American stand-up comedian? Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Is he like Andy Kaufman kind of deconstructing himself and rebuilding into a different thing? No, I don't think so. So, Scott, good question. And we're exactly the people to ask that question. And I hope you're just fucking pounding town over there.
Yeah, man, I hope you're pounding town.
I hope you're going to pound town sexually with a person who is also very enthusiastic about having sex with you, Scott. Also, Scott, tell us how much for us to have sex with you.
Yeah, it's not just for women, by the way.
No, not at all. If anything, mostly for men.
Yeah.
This podcast is mostly for men.
If you think about it, we're mostly for men. And I would say entirely for men.
There it is.
Okay, so another question from Jordan.
Jordan!
Hello.
Michael Jordan.
Not Michael Jordan.
Jordan Peterson.
Michael Jordan Peterson.
There it is. He gets
MJP?
A whole other thing.
MJP? It's the Jordan Peterson crying meme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all it is. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
What are those philosophical ideas? Philosophical?
Philosophical?
Oh, I hate being dumb.
I love it.
Okay.
Hello, my good pal is going to Brooklyn for a couple weeks to tattoo.
Oh.
And enjoy her time in the polar vortex.
Ooh.
Where would you tell a nice vegan lady to go and visit while she's there? I would say,
hold on, my apartment. What's up? Pardon me. Who's Jordan? Send your friend over. Send your friend my Instagram.
That's not.
Hold on a second.
Immediately okay. Sexually harass
Fine.
This woman who's not even listening
that's
to our
true.
Podcast.
She's not even a fan.
She's not. She doesn't even listen. We don't know her marital status.
Very good point. Or her sexual orientation.
Or her sexual orientation.
Or their sexual orientation. We don't even know. Okay,
well,
no, he said it. Okay.
He said she.
She.
Okay. And Jordan.
Jordan.
Could also be a woman.
Jordan could be a woman, which I really like. So they asked vegan stuff. What?
Where would you tell a nice vegan lady to go and visit while she's there?
I'm assuming
in Brooklyn.
I mean food wise, because why would a vegan party go to Central Liberty?
But I mean, we could say other things.
We could. I'm going to hit you with my three favorite vegan food things right now. Number one, Pauly G's in Greenpoint. It's so fucking good.
In ricotta the vegan.
In ricotta the vegan plus the pickled onions is one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten in my entire life. I would suggest her not going alone because I've been there alone. It's a very romantic establishment. I have eaten there alone, but I'm also very sad. so I'll take her if she wants.
Do you inherently find eating alone sad?
No. Okay. I actually really enjoy it.
I like it a lot.
At certain times. I ate alone today. Really loved it. I think it's a night-day thing.
I like to eat pussy alone.
That's pretty fun. she's just a half of her body's in a box somewhere.
I'm just sitting there eating.
There you go.
There's nothing there.
So Pauly G's, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I think, a mutual favorite of ours, Waze.
Love Waze.
We love Waze. Again, family style. You got to take somebody.
Yeah. Like or be prepared to eat a lot of food.
I'd be very impressed.
But Waze is like a nice Chinese-American restaurant. It's basically Chinese-American takeout food. But elevated.
Yeah, I'd agree.
It's really good. Everything's served family style. Great, vibe, ambiance in there. And they're open. They're open until like 4 a.m.
It's crazy.
So it's and 5 on the weekends. So it's like a real like late night.
I'm gonna wake up really early.
Let's go there. We'll wake up at 3 a.m. Like we're fucking Mark Wahlberg training, but we just go and get fucking tofu.
So Pauly G's, Waze, and. My third would probably be Heartbreakers right now, I think. Huh.
Yeah.
Heartbreakers is pretty good. Not only.
Dude, you know my state.
You go ahead.
So.
You had one incident, so now you hate the whole
I've
thing.
Only been there twice.
Okay, 50%.
I've been there twice, and 50% was a really bad time for me.
Yeah.
So.
You don't love it.
So I don't love it.
That's fine.
But the problem was, so Diego and I go there together, and we were doing a bit where we kept holding the door for each other, and like so we would like switch places of who was walking in first, and we were pulling each other, and it was very funny. And then so I hold the door open for Diego.
Or Diego manages to move in first, sure.
We did the thing where you held the – so there was – it's a thing where there's the outside
there's
door.
Yes, yes, yes,
so
yes,
you
yes.
held the door for me, so then yes. I went and held the door for you.
Yes.
And then you got in before me, and we ordered our food. We both got sandwiches, and after I order it, I hear something from the kitchen, and the woman comes up and goes, oh, he got our last roll, and she points at Diego, so we can't do sandwiches anymore.
And she pointed like this.
Yeah, she pointed, and she was eating
the
doing
pussy.
The eating out method. The eating out method. And it just like...
You got furious.
Because it was all I wanted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was the sandwich. I wanted the sandwich. Because then it was the thing where it's like, you can have one of our salads or a burrito, but it was like, I don't want either of those.
I didn't
things.
Come here for that.
I didn't come here for a breakfast burrito at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, and then so I was like, fine, I'll get the breakfast burrito. And the breakfast burrito has French fries in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also paid for French fries.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasted money.
Mm-hmm.
And then got food I didn't want in a way I didn't want in that it was a burrito and it was a burrito that you can't even pick up.
Yeah.
It was a fork and knife burrito, which I fucking hate.
I truly dislike.
I hate a fork and knife burrito so much.
The whole idea is you put everything inside of it. That's what a burrito is.
You
put it all inside.
It and you hold it in your hand. It's
this
a little...
briefcase has glue where you put your underwear on top of. No.
I don't want that.
Put it inside.
Put it inside.
Yeah.
But So I would say go to Heartbreakers.
Yeah, I'm a little soft on Heartbreakers. I think the one
go to Heartbreakers earlier in the day.
Yeah. So you have either? Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of. I feel
go
like
to Toad Style.
Toad Style, definitely.
100%.
My friends own it.
Go to Toad Style in.
Say hi to Jillian. She's an angel.
They're great. They're very nice. Mm-hmm. They always call us the Snack Boys when we're in there. They open. They're opening up a coffee shop across the
street.
Already
open. It's open. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't wait to not go there because I don't drink coffee.
As but far away.
But I like them a lot, they're very nice.
I love them. Damn it, good one. That's yeah.
Toad Style is great. I would also suggest if you can get in, Ha Ha Ha.
And you're crushing it.
Ha 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 is in Chinatown in Manhattan.
Uh huh.
And it's like some of the best Mexican food I've ever had in my entire
Absolutely.
Life. They have a fork and knife burrito there, and it's so good I don't mind that it's a fork and knife burrito.
It's phenomenal.
That's how good it is. The nachos there are
one of the best things I've ever
eaten. Unreal.
Yeah, get those things. Van Leeuwen, get ice cream there.
Get some ice cream there,
get ice cream there. And
what else is really good?
What else is really good?
I mean, also, the Pauly G's slice shop is really good. Pauly G's has a slice shop in Greenpoint now. Screamers is fine.
Fine.
Vinny's is there.
Yeah.
Vinny's has been there forever.
Yeah.
So mostly.
First meal in New York City was Vinny's.
Respect to the OG mm-hmm. of vegan pizza.
I think we nailed my list. That'd be my favorite things. And again, just shoot her my Instagram to see what you think.
I mean, what else? But like, what else is there? Like, there's other places. There's so many places that we just don't go to.
By Chloe,
you can go to
Terry.
By Chloe. Yeah, I like By
Blossom,
Chloe.
Candle Cafe. I think they closed actually. Candle 79. That's a little more upscale.
Yeah.
Go Beyond to Sushi. I had that today. It's really good. Got the most filling food in the world, but it's very nice. Butcher's Daughter is okay.
Yeah. There's a dude. There's a Dosa guy in Washington Square Park. It's all vegan. It's very good. You have to find his car. It's usually only there during the day.
Mm-hmm. Vegan. Let me see if there's anything.
I'm just trying to think what else that we go. Like, you should go to, if you're around in Williamsburg, you should go to Chickpea and Olive inside of the Whole Foods.
Yes.
You should go there. And I really like the buffalo tempeh sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I like the chicken fried tofu.
That's what it is. Chicken fried tofu. I'm sorry.
That's fantastic.
So I like to get the buffalo chicken fried tofu sandwich. I think it's unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah, I think those are the best.
Those are my favorite spots, especially if you're just going to be in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
There was that other. I don't even remember what the name of it is, so I don't want to say.
Yeah. Modern Love is okay.
Modern Love is okay, but that's like very nice.
Dirt Candy is nice. A little more upscale. ABCV, very upscale. You know, there's a lot. I would say just reach out to me and I'll tell you where to go.
Don't.
Reach out to Diego.
Don't do that.
Okay, fine.
I mean, fine. Do it if you want to.
No, I'm a bad guy.
It kind of seems like you're pressuring this person.
I would never pressure someone. I'm not pressuring.
But
I'm in a relationship now. How about that? I'm in a committed relationship with another person, and I can't even talk to you. All my DMs are closed.
Mine are widely open to men asking me questions about fashion.
I filter my DMs for men asking me questions. Cool. Yeah.
So those are...
We did it. Those are some good suggestions for vegan food in New York City.
Yeah. Is there anything else vegan to do? What else would there be vegan to do in New York City?
I don't know. Museums?
Museums are vegan.
I don't give a shit. I honestly think museums are overrated.
If you think museums are vegan, you're going to freak.
Yeah.
You're going to freak when you find out about libraries.
Mm-hmm. Times Square? I don't know.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Definitely don't do that.
No, don't do that. Go to this food. Get food. Food's cool. Dunwell. Go to Dunwell. Get some donuts.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's the one. That's the one I was thinking
Dunwell.
Of.
Dunwell.
That's the one.
And yeah. Cinnamon Snail, you can go up to.
Cinnamon Snail's fine.
You know.
I get in the mood for it occasionally.
I wish it was still the truck.
I wish it was a truck that was closer to our Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Closer to our Brooklyn.
Closer to our Welcome to our Brooklyn.
Am I dying?
Our Brooklyn. The one where we live in Queens.
we kind of live next to.
Where we technically live in Queens.
Absolutely.
Pine Box Rock Shop is a bar that has comedy at often, but it is a vegan bar.
Yeah, that's cool.
So they have like vegan empanadas and...
The owners are great and they do a lot of vegan alcohol. Because some alcohol isn't vegan.
Yeah. So Pine Box Rock Shop and Precious Metal is like, they have, is owned by the same people and they have like a little food thing in there. And not all the food in there is vegan, but it's like labeled.
Yeah.
What isn't vegan. There's like a sandwich spot in there.
I forgot
vegan
about that.
Stuff. Yeah.
So sick.
It's pretty good.
Cool.
So,
thanks for listening.
Come to my house.
Come, I make Beyond Burgers about every other day.
I would say every day.
I think every other day.
Every time I come in the house.
That's not every time.
Every time I come in
the
house.
A lot of the time.
Every time I come in the house, it smells like two hamburgers.
I eat four burgers a week probably.
I would say you eat four burgers a day. I would say that you eat four burgers a day.
Well, thank you so much. At Micah Brucey.
At Micah Brucey on everything.
At this Diego Lopez on everything. At A Little Time Pod.
On everything.
On everything. And A Little Time at gmail.com. A Little Time Pod at gmail.com. A
Little Time Pod at gmail.com.
Please check out BrainMachineNetworks.com for all of your murdering human being needs. They have so many sharp knives on sale right now.
Unbelievable amount of tape and rope.
Tape and rope, all you need.
A big bag.
Big bag. Some lye. We got lye. 2-for-1 right now. 2-for-1 lye.
We have so much lye.
That's crazy. Also, we have that machine in Men in Black that burns off your fingertips so that you can't be identified anymore.
That's nice.
Guess how much it costs? $25,000.
What?
That's not bad, right?
And if you go and put in the promo code A Little Time Pod, you will get an additional 15% off.
And then we'll kill you.
if you go to Brain Machine and you put in the promo code A Little Time Pod, you will get charged 25% more.
That is actually everything.
That's entering our Patreon. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.